This is a bipolartv.tv podcast on your exercise program, which can be found in the physical exercise section in the life area of the bipolartv.tv website. In this part of the exercise section, we will look at how much exercise you should start doing, by how much you should increase it, the type of exercise you might consider, and how you will fit this into your weekly diary. We will also look at how you can overcome some of the common barriers to exercise, what you should wear, and how you may make the exercise program more entertaining. It is important to tailor a program that suits you as much as possible, as in this way you are more likely to stick to the program and it will be of maximum benefit. Intensity, duration and frequency. You will know what intensity, duration and frequency mean in the English language, but how do we define them more precisely to help you build an exercise program? Intensity can be estimated by considering either the calories burnt in an activity or your heart rate during that activity. These are expressed as METs, that's M-E-T, which stands for Metabolic Equivalency Tasks. METs are the energy expended in a given activity. One MET reflects the energy expended when sitting quietly at rest when adjusted for body weight. Thus, one MET equals 3.5 mL of oxygen consumed per kilogram body weight per minute. Using the scale of METs, we can grade the intensity of exercise. However, in practice, this is graded by how fast your heart rate beats as a percentage of how fast it could beat during the exercise you are doing. So let's have a look at your target heart rate. Your maximum heart rate is determined by your age and is calculated as 220 minus your age. Therefore, if you are 40 years old, your maximum heart rate is 180. You can use the calculator on the website to help you work out your maximum heart rate. It may be helpful for you to purchase a heart rate monitor to help guide you with your heart rate whilst you're exercising. There are various heart rate monitors that can help with this that depend mainly on the type of exercise you're going to do. Many gyms use equipment that link up to these monitors that you attach to your body, and these tend to be either across the chest or around your wrist. Most gyms can provide these heart rate monitors for you, or alternatively, you can purchase your own so you don't have to share. Make sure, however, that what you buy is compatible with your gym equipment. Outside of the gym, perhaps if your choice of exercise is running or cycling, there are a wide variety of devices, usually watch-based, that either detect your heart rate from your wrist or from a chest band that transmits the signal wirelessly to the watch. The prices of these devices suit all pockets and vary from very cheap to very expensive. The high-end models also often have GPS tracking equipment in them, so you can plot the route you took and share this with your friends, for example on social media like Facebook. If you're into that type of thing, it can be a fun way of staying motivated. However, all said and done, measuring your heart rate at the end of your exercise, that is, within 2 minutes of having finished your exercise, just by feeling your pulse rate at your wrist, is probably sufficient for most purposes and just requires an ordinary wristwatch, something which you probably already have. The intensity of exercise is graded as light, moderate, or vigorous. These are defined by the following percentages of maximum heart rate. And in this example, we have worked out what they should be if your age is 40 years. So for light exercise, your heart rate should be less than or equal to 63% of your maximum heart rate. So if you are aged 40, this is 113. Moderate exercise is defined as generating a heart rate of between 64 and 76% of your maximum heart rate, which if you are aged 40 is 115 to 137. And finally, vigorous exercise is defined as generating a heart rate of between 77 and 93% of your maximum heart rate, which if you are aged 40 is between 139 and 167. Expressed in METs, intensity is as follows. Light exercise is equal to or less than 3 METs. Moderate exercise equal to between 3 and 5.9 METs, and vigorous exercise equal to greater than or equal to 6 METs. Examples of some of these activities are as follows. Slow walking, vacuuming the house, or sweeping in the garden is light exercise. Examples of moderate exercise include normal walking or leisurely swimming, and vigorous exercise, running or cycling. Measuring your heart rate in this way during exercise can be a useful way of guiding your exercise program. On the bipolartv.tv website, there is a button you can click on to download a very detailed document of many different types of exercise that are graded between light, moderate, and vigorous to help you in constructing your exercise program. Okay, let's look at your initial training plan. Current evidence for exercise recommends the following. You should be doing either moderate aerobic exercise for 2.5 hours a week or vigorous exercise for 1.25 hours per week. These prescriptions for exercise are good for both mental and physical health. It is probably best to split these amounts between 3 to 5 times a week rather than doing them all at once in one go. It is also recommended that you slowly increase up to this amount of exercise over time. In this way, you are less likely to sustain injury and more likely to achieve your aims, thereby maintaining your enthusiasm and motivation. It is best to work with someone, such as a trainer, who can help you plan this initial progression in exercise up to this recommended prescription. On the Bipolar TV website, you will see an example of how you might increase over the first 4 weeks of your exercise to this recommended exercise prescription. This was a bipolartv.tv bipolar pod podcast.